Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
I love this title, My Little Ugly Boyfriend. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 31-year-old single woman, and I met the man of my dreams 2 years ago on a dating website. He lives in Tampa, and I live in Philadelphia. A few months after we met online, he came to visit me. I immediately noticed that he lied about his height. He's short. He is an inch or two shorter than me, and I like tall men. I had hoped he looked a little better than his pictures online, but he looks exactly the same in person. He's not handsome at all. I overlooked his height and the fact that he's not cute because we have a lot in common. He's a hard worker and a great single father. He is very kind and he loves the Lord. All of those things make up for the fact that he is not exactly my type. He's been back to visit me every other month, and I have been to his home in Tampa. I met his family, and they are all supportive of our relationship. So, here's my dilemma. I have met his family, but he still has not met mine. I have been making excuses whenever he asked to meet them, and I made him think they're all weird and crazy. But the truth is, they are very judgmental, and they will talk about his looks and his height. My mom's facial expressions are priceless, and I know she won't be able to hide her reaction if she meets him. I have told my family about him and how good we are together, and they already make jokes about me and my little ugly boyfriend. They may be right, so I need your advice. Should I be proud of this good man, even if he is ugly and short? Or should I call it quits now and stop wasting my time in this relationship? Well, I don't see how you call yourself wasting your time. I mean, you've been with him for 2 years. You said that you guys have a lot in common.
2 years.
Maybe he's not exactly your type, but he's very kind. He loves the Lord. He's a great single father. He's a hard worker. He has so many qualities that you like. You've met his family. They're all supportive. This sounds like a nice, good man to me. I mean, and he's with you. He's not with your family. If you guys continue this and get married, he's marrying you, not your family. You said he's the man of your dreams. That's what you said. I mean, you guys have been together for 2 years already, and you know, about his height, you're no different, you know, from any other woman. All the women I know just about like tall men. A lot of men like tall women, so that's nothing unusual. But he is 1 or 2 inches shorter than you, and he's not handsome at all. Those are facts. You put those in the letter. But even with all that, you're still with him. And meeting his family, you're visiting each other's homes, long distance and stuff. You've met his family. This sounds pretty serious to me. You're just scared for him to meet your family because you don't know how they're going to react to him, if they're, you know, going to make him feel some sort of way. Listen, if you like this man and you want to be with this man, this is your man. I mean, your family, so what? Are they going to say it to his face? So what if they don't like him? You like him and he treats you well and you seem happy. You've been with him for 2 years. Don't let your family, you know, make you miss out on a good man. That's what I say. Steve?
Well,
unattractive and short.
Well, I must admit, I thought the letter was about somebody else.
Don't start this today. I got a show tonight. Don't start this today.
He didn't say any names.
You know who the hell he talking about.
When you throw a rock.
I'm sick of that rocking them dogs. The hell with that. Y'all know who he talking about.
I'm just saying. You're sick of the rock and the dog.
Sick of them rock and them. We didn't hit this dog 2 minutes damn time. Y'all know what we talking about.
Only thing in this letter that threw it off was what? He lives in Tampa and I live in Philly.
Otherwise.
Up to that and thereafter, I was sitting here, man, I couldn't hardly swallow.
Not laughing.
You're not laughing, Team Tommy.
Team Tommy.
A few months ago, we met online, came to visit me. I immediately noticed that he lied about his height. Hello?
Hello, what?
How many times has he lied about his height?
Wait, read it again, Steve.
few months after we met online, he came to visit me. I immediately noticed that he lied about his height. He shout, good Lord Almighty. He is an inch or two shorter than me, and I like tall men. Hell, he do too, probably. I had hoped he looked a little bit better than his picture online, but he looked exactly like the same person. Boy.
That was the line right
y'all
there.
Y'all ain't telling me, boy. Overlooked his fight. I overlooked his height and the fact that he ain't cute. Because we got a lot in common. Hard worker, great single father. He's very kind. He loves the Lord. All these things make up for the fact that he's not my type. He's been back to visit me every other month. I've been to his home in Tampa. I met his family. They're all supportive of the relationship. Here's the dilemma she got. Now, she done met his family, but he ain't met hers. She been making all types of excuses why they don't need to meet him. Because the truth is, the family that she in is judgmental. They're going to talk about his looks and his height.
Hold that thought, Steve. Hold that thought, please.
No, you can look up one day and this boy be on TV somewhere. Boy.
I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be.
No.
I'm going to.
Don't go.
Come on. Team Tommy to the bathroom.
Men don't go together. Women do.
Now, we need, from this case, we need to leave. We don't need to hear this. We don't need to.
That ain't a good look, fellas. Don't go together. This lady's been met this man online. They've actually been dating now for 2 years. She done met his family, done went down to Tampa. He ain't met hers. He comes by, it comes up there every other month. He's God-fearing, hardworking. He's a wonderful single parent. He's saying all the right things. I ain't heard nobody mention love in this, but I'm assuming, you know, there's got to be some feelings here. Problem she got is he's a little shorter than he promised, and he's ugly. So I think we need to get down to this. When you say, my little ugly boyfriend, how ugly we talking about? See, this is what we got to get into.
Okay.
Is my little ugly boyfriend, are you saying he a little ugly? Is he shockingly ugly?
She would have said that.
Is he good Lord ugly?
Wait, what is good Lord ugly? What is that?
Is he I be damn ugly? is he that type ugly? Or is he just sound effect ugly? Sound effect ugly is a different kind of ugly. It's like when you see him and you go, ah! Here's another sound effect ugly. That's it.
That's like on a low low.
You got another sound, Steve? Give me another sound.
Another sound effect ugly.
I'm going to go with that one, Steve.
That sound like shocking.
You want that one again?
I like that whistle. I like the whistle.
Woo, doggy.
Give me one more. I got one for you, Steve. Give me one more.
One more sound of it. Yeah. Here go one right here.
See you, boy.
See, so we need to determine.
Do that one again. I want to hear that one again. I see you, boy.
That's when your mouth gape wide.
Wow.
I see you, boy. Woo. Now, if he's really ugly, we have a couple of situations because we have to think this through because he's 31, so you're young. Here's the danger. It's not meeting your family. Here's the danger. This could turn into marriage and some kids.
That's, I knew it. I knew
yep. Uh huh. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. I knew he was gonna say that.
Now, even though, lady, you're nowhere near ugly, but he is.
He near it.
So there's a chance that the baby is going to have some of him on him. Now, once again, it depends on how ugly he is. Do you want to do this to the baby? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do this to the baby? Anybody? Well, I've seen it up close. You don't know what the close. Lord going to do.
Seen it.
Girl, you could look up be in a mansion somewhere. Girl. Mm. Mm. You better recognize it. Don't stare this gift horse in the mouth and don't take advantage of it. Tommy, you want to say anything?
I ain't what the hell, Uncle.
Why are you asking Tommy?
You know I got a show tonight. Don't do this to me right now. I don't
know. I'm going to ask him to comment on Strawberry Letter, but we so close.
But you open the floor to him.
To do with me.
I know it don't. I know this, boy, this letter ain't about you. But you might could help her.
I can't help nobody.
What did your girlfriend say when they took you home?
I'm too tall.
Tommy. What did your girlfriend say when they took you home to their mom?
Oh, God!
It's a handsome young man that you brought in here. A very handsome young man that you brought home, darling.
Okay. All right, listen. We got to go. Please. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Tommy, when you went over Sharinda's house, you remember when you said her mama busted out laughing and wouldn't stop?
I want to assume that's what I had on, not my height. It ain't had nothing to do with my height or me being ugly. It wasn't for that.
All right, I got to break in here, guys.
You had on because you had my shirt on that time.
Please post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
And it looked
like a bathrobe. Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.